Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Popcorn Mark. I just got done at the popcorn stand here. We installed our new popper, the Big Poppy. And if you were following along on Facebook and Instagram, you'd see how things turn out. Which, by the way, if you aren't, take a second right now. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Pop Rioter, PopRioter. So the cool thing about the new popper is now we're doing popcorn back at our popcorn stand. We were doing it on a trailer, and now we got this piece of equipment that hopefully helps standardize the process and makes it easy for everyone. Because I've been killing myself running around back and forth doing popping popcorn off-site, bringing it to our stand at the Broad Street Market, selling out, going home, popping more popcorn that night, the next morning, going back to the stand, selling out. It's just been crazy, especially this holiday season. So this thing is, it's really going to help us. But doing that means we kind of start from the beginning again, because it's a completely new piece of equipment. And it wasn't until the day when we popped our first batch of regular popcorn and then our batch of kettle corn, we were able to figure out that the thing's even going to reproduce, you know, what we've been making. So we need to tweak our recipes a little bit. But this kind of gives us the opportunity to do some different things that we've never been able to do. You know, before I had to pre-package everything, only the flavors we had, you know, available that season could we put together, seal it, label it, bring it to the stand and sell it, which meant we couldn't mix bags like our Godfather's garlic parmesan. We couldn't mix with the spicy lime hot mess. Sometimes we have people asking for that, you know, some things that were seasonal, like I think our caramel with Old Bay, the killer crab, I think that's more like a spring summertime flavor, but people still ask for that. Same with our hibiscus. You gotta try this hibiscus. It's sweet and tart. And now I can kind of have those year round. So I've been thinking, you know, how does that change our process to, at the stand? You know, could we be like the, a DIY popcorn bar, build your own popcorn bar like you would with ice cream or Chipotle, you know, instead of Chipotle gang, your popcorn gang out here, you know, that'd be really cool. You know, we'll just, we'll still have our flavors that everyone knows and loves, but we'll have a base that you can build upon. And the cool thing that we did today too is after we popped that, the second batch, which was a sweet kettle corn, you know, I just threw a little ginger in a bowl, a little ginger powder, tossed some of the kettle corn out. It wasn't hot or anything, and tossed it in that. It had a nice coating. And when I used to do it on our old equipment, you know, I would season everything while it was still hot. And so this experiment, you know, the experiment with the ginger, the kettle corn had cooled and I was still able to toss it, get a nice coating. So I think maybe, you know, we'll see some different stuff moving forward. And I think this is really big too, you know, because, well, for a number, you know, it's big for a number of reasons, like I mentioned. You know, you can get flavors that are out of season, in my opinion, or you can mix and match stuff now too. But I want to build a popcorn franchise. You know, so now that we have these, like a DIY type of thing, is that can be a popcorn franchise, you know, like build your own poke bowl, sushi bowl, build your own burrito, taco bowl, build your own popcorn. Well, just, we have the base, you know, butter, traditional popcorn. You got the sweet and salty kettle corn. You got our caramel style. And see where it goes. So I don't know. Tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow's Thursday, just before New Year's here, 2017. Maybe pop on by, see how it's going. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Build, measure, learn. You know, how quickly can you get through that feedback loop? So come try it out. Support us. If you haven't done so already, follow this podcast, the Popped Cast. It's my journey from 32 to 40, 32 to 50 maybe. Wouldn't that be cool? Share it with your friends. Tune in next time. Take care. I'll see you guys soon.